Yeshua the Lord, Yeshua the Lord, oh Lord, oh God, Yeshua the Lord, Mama, oh, Yeshua the Lord, Yeshua the Lord, Mama, oh God, Yeshua the Lord. Yeshua the Lord. Oh, yes. Yeshua the Lord. Oh, he is a good man. And the Lord. Now we meet as he worship. As you praise your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor and the honor. Now we lift our hands in worship. As you praise your holy name, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, Jehovah. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, Jehovah. There is no one else like you. You are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you are great. Miracles so great. And it's not, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Lift up your voice, I want to worship the King of Kings. Just worship him, he's worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be adored. There's none like unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the unchangeable changer, the leader of valley, the plant. We have gathered here. Mighty hand. The Bible says, if not for God that be on our side, what shall we be saying, my Lord? Father, we lift up our voice, we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace that is more than sufficient. Thank you for your name that is above every other name. Father, we magnify your majesty. We lift you up high, we give you all the glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lift up our voice, my brother, my sister. The way to worship him is worthy to be praised. There's no lack unto him. He's the one that I am. He's the one that change. Unchangeable changer. Say something about your good God. There I am sure. I adore the God but you. I have no other God but you. Lift up your hands and begin to worship the King of Kings. I have no other God but you. You are Lord, you are Lord. What no man can do, you will do. You will do what no man can do. Open your mouth, you have no God. I have no other God but you. Thank you, Jesus. I am no other God but you. Lift up my voice, I'm going to worship him. I have no other God but you, Lord. There is nowhere to run to, Lord. The Bible said the name of the Lord is a top tower that the righteous shall enjoy, and they are safe, O Lord. Lift up the voice, I'm going to worship him. He said that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father, to that, I have no other God but you. I have no other God but you, Lord. I have no other God but you. I say, thank you, Jesus, for your grace that is not sufficient. Oh, my Sultan, Brasutan, Bobo, Sikatil, Arika, Bobo, begin to worship him to the room. My Sintan, Brasutan, Bobo, Sinta, Bosho, Toya, Baba, Masuka, Baba. Father, we say, thank you, Lord. We have no other God but you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. From January to this day, we say, thank you very much for your grace over our life. We say, thank you very much. Many people are dying every day, but God has preserved you. Open your mouth and pray. I have no other God but you. Aha. I have no other God but you. Lift up your head, just wave to the Lord. In acknowledging the fact that you have no other God but you. I have no other God but you, Lord. I have no other God but you, Lord. Over my children, over my family, over my family. I have no other God but you. You are the only one that we can run into. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That the righteous only do it and they are saved. I have no other God. Open your mouth and pray to man. If you have another God, so thank God, you have no other God tonight. Thank you, Father Lord. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I am praying for someone here. It doesn't matter the plan, the weekend over your family. If your amen is loud, they will fail over you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to lift up, say, oh Lord, my Father, any sin in my life, I want to stand against my prayer. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to ask God for mercy. Father, be merciful. The Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination before the Lord. Father, tonight, O Lord, I don't want to pray in vain. Please have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Father, shalom be said. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. Ask God for mercy tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, told us, I have no other God but you. Have mercy upon me, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, pray, 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 pray. Aha. Pray for yourself like that. I have no other God, Lord. Please have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. Pray this prayer loud and clear. Lift up your hand to the heavens and declare your heaven. Say, I decree and I declare. Heaven over my prayer tonight. Open my fire. Declare your heaven open tonight. In the name of Jesus, declare your heaven open. I declare and declare every piece of pasture that want to return answer to my prayer. Be arrested tonight. 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 Declare your heaven open tonight. Declare your heaven open tonight. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Don't joke with tonight's prayer. Father Lord, I declare my heaven tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, any power anywhere that want to block my heaven, they shall be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, my heaven must open. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, in every environment, there are powers that in that prayer. That's why you see most people, when it's time for them to pray, that's when the time they want to sleep. Why? Because there are some powers in that environment that say you will not pray. You are going to take authority. It's only, you say, it's not my power. It's not my might. It's by the grace of the Almighty God. Say, over every principality and power in my environment tonight, in the name of Jesus, we're going to take authority. Use the blood of Jesus as a weapon to that. I take authority over every principality, over every power that want to hinder my prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality and power. Open your mouth and pray. I take authority in the name of Jesus. Take authority tonight. In the name of Jesus. Take authority tonight. Authority in your hand. In the name of Jesus. He said he has given unto us power to take the to one serpent and scorpion. I take authority tonight in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one for yourself. Beloved, thank God for the month of September is running now. Very soon now, in the double of 6 days' time, That will be say bye-bye to September. I have a word for somebody here. In the name that is above every other thing, because you and your family are alive today, 31st of December, 2020, you shall be bouncing for joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, every agenda of sorrow, every agenda of tragedy that is prepared for you and your family, that is prepared for you and your family, it shall backfire tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, any power that says you will not see the end of this year, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, by the power of the name of Jesus, they shall be frustrated. They shall be frustrated. They shall be frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. I don't know how you started this year. I don't really bother about it. Because the Bible says, forget about the former thing. And consider the things of you that I want to do a new thing. One thing, I have a word for somebody here. I don't know who you are, but one thing is guaranteed. In the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will end this year better than the way you started. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will end this year better than the way you started. In the mighty name of Jesus, no evil shall befall you, no evil shall befall your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will go find life. In the mighty name of Jesus, any power that said they will wear the garment of sorrow in your family this year, they shall be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, any spiritual coffin that they have been designed for anyone on the light of life, including myself and my family, I command the coffin to light fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this first prayer like this. Tonight, we don't have much time to spend at all, but I beg you, please, every single prayer point, let it be like a stone of David that locate the head of your Goliath. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, sudden affliction, sudden tragedy that is planning to happen in my family this year, scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every sudden affliction, sudden tragedy, open your mouth and pray. Oh, yes, scatter tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Sudden affliction, sudden tragedy, planning to happen in my family, over my children, over my wife, over my destiny, over my family. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. Oh, yes, scatter tonight, my brother, in the name of Jesus. Scatter tonight. Open your mouth. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here that this year, 2020, any agenda of darkness over you, in the remaining days of this year, that agenda shall backfire. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall backfire.
Amen.
We are praying. You are going to pray the next one like this. Say this one with that upon the power. Say powers. Saying, let us kill him and destroy his life. Beloved, there are some power that their duty is to make sure they waste some progress in life. Say powers. Say
powers.
And waste his life. You are a liar. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, every power that is planning to destroy you and your family, open your water prayer. They shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame. Open your water prayer. They shall be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, open your water prayer. In the name of Jesus, aha! Pray. Every power that want to tamper with your life, tamper with your children's life, tamper with your business, tamper with your family, open your water prayer. In the name of Jesus, they shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
This prayer point is for you particularly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't joke with this prayer. Shout this one with your maximum voice. Because if anybody can pray this prayer seriously, before this month expires, a favor that you don't even qualify for, a favor that will terminate your tears, a favor that will put joy in your destiny, is about to arrive in your hands.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now shout this one loud and clear. Say, doors of favor Doors of testimonies. Before I finish this prayer tonight, open by fire. Declare the door to open in the name of Jesus. The book of Revelation, it says you are the key. When I open the door, nobody can shut it. When I shut the door, nobody can open it. The door of favor. Oh, you open. Open, 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 open. You better declare your door open. Open tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I cannot continue like this. Hellbound destiny must arise. In the mighty name of Jesus, my door of favor. Open to me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open, 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 open. Declare now, open, open, open tonight in the name of Jesus. Open tonight in the name of Jesus. Open tonight in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. There is somebody that just made a prayer. The God that you have been knocking for years, before 31st of December 2020, I decree by the mandate of heaven that doors shall be miraculously opened unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the doors shall be open. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself like this. See, every curse of thou shall not excel. Operating in my life, break by fire. Break, 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 break. Oh, yeah, break the curse tonight. In the name of Jesus, every curse that say you will not excel, enough is enough. Oh, yeah, break, 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 break. Aha! Break, 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 break. I must excel. In the name of Jesus, I must make progress. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, every door that needs to open must open to me. I must excel. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, I must make progress. Every curse that says I will not excel, I pray the curse tonight. In Jesus' name, the curse is broken. Beloved, there are some powers. Their duty is not for you to step into greatness, but they will make sure they pull you down when you climb the height of greatness. You need to pray against it tonight. You need to pray against it tonight. The power that's always pulling you down when you are supposed to move forward. Gather your strength to pray. I don't know who this prayer point is for, but I have a confidence in my spirit that if you can pray seriously, the battle must end tonight. Power must change tonight. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers of my father's house and my mother's house that is always pulling me backwards. Whenever I'm moving forward, you are a liar. The power that's only pulling you backwards when you are making progress in life. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Aha! Every power that's only pulling me backwards when I'm moving forward. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. Aha! In the name of Jesus, aha, that's it, my brother. Pray that prayer seriously. Open your other prayer. You must make progress. This is your year. You must make progress. People must gather to celebrate you. You must make progress. In the mighty name of Jesus, you must make progress. You must make progress. Open your other prayer. In the name of Jesus, this year is your year. You must make progress. Aha, that's it. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody here. That from this moment onward, just as God used Moses to tell the children of Israel to move forward at the Red Sea. Any Red Sea situation that is blocking your way from making progress, God will create a way for you in the name of Jesus. You will make way. He will make way. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. You will never be stranded in the mighty name of Jesus. Any power that say your destiny will be stranded. Today, I frustrate their plan. In the mighty name of Jesus, I frustrate their plan. In the name of Jesus, any boasting power saying over their dead body will you make it. Today, they are not your God. I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above every other, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. Any boasting power power. Say over their dead body, will your children make it? Today I decree, by the mandate of heaven, they shall be destroyed. 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 In the name of Jesus. That song say, who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody. I decree today. It doesn't matter whoever the strong man in your father's house is with. It doesn't matter who the strong man is. The power that brought out Goliath without any consultation to any army, but the army of God dealt with them. Tonight in the name of Jesus, any strong man that is battling your life, any strong man that is fighting your family, any strong man saying that they are the one in charge, in the name of Jesus, every authority over your life is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, I set you free. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, whosoever is set free is free indeed. Therefore, tonight, I declare you free. I declare you free. I declare you free from sickness. Yes, Lord. From sickness, you are free. 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 You are free tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray the next one like this. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Say this one loud and clear. Say good news that my life has been expected. There are several people here that can pray that prayer and pray to manifestation. On Tuesday, a word of prophecy came like this. That there is somebody here that case has been taken to the river. That God has delivered the vessel. I will pray the prayer on Tuesday. By Wednesday, I've got the confirmation of the confirmation of that prophecy. So when the word comes forward, please pray seriously. I pray for somebody here. The good news that your destiny has been waiting for, that people need to hear, and they will say, ha, this can be only God. If your amen is loud seven or ten, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 receive it now in the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say anything planted in my life in order to destroy my future. You are a liar. Die. Pray. Anything planted in my life to destroy my future. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. Aha! In Jesus' name, we are praying. This prayer point for sweet sister here. You are fighting the battle that you don't even know the cause and with the source of the battle. But tonight in your dream, the Lord will reveal the secret to you. In the mighty Amen. Name of Jesus. Amen. But you need to pray this prayer point with acidic violence. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. We say from the days of the John the Baptist up to now, the kingdom of God suffer violence. And until when you are violent, you will not be able to possess your possession. Say this one loud and clear. Say every unseen battle going on in my life. Hear the word of the Lord. Scatter by fire! Every unseen battle going on in my life. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter. Aha! I love you, that's the way. Unseen battle. Pray. They must scatter. Your life must move forward. You must scatter. Open your prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself tonight. Unseen battle going on in my marriage. Unseen battle going on in my business. Unseen battle going on in my destiny. Scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, they must scatter tonight. They must scatter tonight. They must scatter tonight. They must scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Ha! Pray for yourself. Help yourself with that prayer. My brother, my sister. Don't joke with this prayer. Pray. Unseen battle going on in my life. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, we are scattered tonight. In the name of Jesus, all unseen battle, you must scatter. Unseen battle, you must scatter. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. The long time problem that has refused to leave you alone. If your amen is loud, they will die now in the name of Jesus. They must die. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this one for yourself again. See, every organized tragedy, prepare for me and my family this year. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and scatter them. Every tragedy that been organized against me and my family this year. Oh, yes, scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. Help you say, my sister, in the mighty name of Jesus. Any tragedy that been organized against me and my family. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, scatter tonight. Scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. This next set of prayer is to restore what the enemy has stolen from you. The Bible says it will restore all the years. Kankawa, Pamawa has stolen from you. Joel chapter 2, verse 24. You are going to lift up your voice. Say, every good thing that has been stolen from my life. Before I share the grace in tonight's prayer, I recover all in the name of Jesus. Pray. Oh, yeah, recover those good things. Every good thing that the enemy has stolen from your marriage, recover them tonight. My sister, don't joke with the prayer. In the dream, they have stolen from you. They have stolen from you in the dream. They have stolen the joy. Tonight, O Lord, we shall recover all. The God of restoration shall restore you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, every good opportunity, every good destiny, every good testimony that the enemy has stolen from my dream, O Lord, I recover all. You better recover your health back. Your health shall be recovered in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are recovering tonight. In the name of Jesus, every good thing that the enemy has stolen from your life, recover them tonight. In the name of Jesus, recover them tonight. Aha! In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody again. Any strange altar that have been erected because of you, to make sure they ruin your life, to pay whatever incantation they make on that altar, shall go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, it shall return back to their head. It shall return back to their head. It shall return back to their head. In the name of Jesus, anyone that wish you bad, anyone that wish you dead, I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above every heaven, anyone wishing you and your family dead, anyone that is not happy because of your progress, and they are determined to ruin your life, if your heaven is found, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They shall be swallowed. 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 In the name of Jesus, you will make the life. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now, we want to tell you some dreams. Dreams are very terrible. They are information from the throne of grace to guide and help us. So I don't know the kind of prayer you're going to pray, but I don't know if you will help us tonight. But God said we should cancel the few two prayer points, two or three prayer points, to cancel some evil dream. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, any evil dream I've ever dreamt in my life that is waiting for the remaining days of this year to come to pass, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I cancel them tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Whether I can remember them or not, I cancel them. Whether I cancel, because begin to cancel them by the power and the blood of Jesus. Whether I cancel the dream, cancel the dream. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Dream of accident, dream of failure, dream of disappointment. Whether I begin to cancel them in the name of Jesus. Begin to cancel them in the name of Jesus. You have the authority. You have the power. Begin to cancel them now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth of prayer. Every dream of tragedy, every dream of sorrow, I cancel it tonight. Every dream of accident, I cancel it tonight. Open your mouth of prayer. Begin to cancel them one by one. Whether you remember or not, it doesn't matter. Cancel the dream now. By the power in the name of Jesus, you have your authority. Or you are cancel the dream now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth of prayer. Any dream that your children must have heard, but they could not share with you, I cancel the dream. In the name of Jesus, I cancel the dream. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I stand here to decree that any dream waiting to happen in your life this year, that says they are waiting for a particular date to spoil your end of year. If your amen is loud wherever you are, the dream is canceled tonight in the name of Jesus. It's canceled tonight. 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 In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Why are we always praying when we have bad dreams? It comes to pass. But when it comes to good dreams, it doesn't come to pass. Why? There is something somewhere. So you are going to use the same mouth. The Bible says, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs 18, 21 says, life and death lies in the power of tongue. And those who love it, they can eat the fruit thereof. You have used the tongue to cancel the first dream. You want to use the tongue again to command your dream of greatness to come to reality. Many of us would have been greater than what we are seeing at the moment because the dream are not coming to pass. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. Say, my divine dreams.
Divine dreams.
Remember, it was a divine dream that moved Joseph from the palace after spending 30 years in the prison. It was the final heart that moving from prison to palace. There is somebody listening to me tonight. By the power in the name of Jesus, I don't know how you started this year, but one thing is guaranteed. You will end this year far better than the way you started.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
But I know surely it must happen. In Amen. Jesus' name, we are praying. So you need to command that divine dream to come to pass. Many of us have had the dream that you are getting married in the dream. Many of us have got the dream that you made something, a business type, big business. Yet, those things are not coming to pass. It's as a result of some powers that can say no to your divine dream. So, you have the authority now. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. If you love yourself, you must command that dream to come to reality. Say, my divine dreams that need to move my life forward.
To move my life forward.
Manifest by fire! Lord, in Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. You are here, you are saying, I don't remember my dreams every time. What is going on here? You know what? The enemy are working on your life on him that I decree by the mandate of heaven, the power that has switched off your spiritual antenna for you not to remember your dream again is for them to work against your life. But tonight, I prophesy to your life, just as Ezekiel 37, he spoke to a dry bone, from tonight, begin to remember your dreams. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember your dreams. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray this one again. Charge this one loud and clear. Say, every arrow of sudden death fired into my life and my family, go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of sudden death. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, arrow of sudden death. Open your mouth and pray. Go back to sender. 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 In the name of Jesus, arrow of sudden death. Over my family, over my husband, over my wife. Over my children, oh yeah, go back to center. You will not come to pass. You will not succeed. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer. Nobody will pay me a condolence visit. Nobody will pay you a condolence visit. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer. One, in the matter for sinning, we will not condemn you. In the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be well with you. Celebration shall gather. Shall be your portion. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Lastly, before we go to the scripture, I want you to pray this one. I'm not going to stop the prayer point until I see the angel of God beside you perform what he wants to do. This prayer point is for those who need an urgent attention to their case, that God must step in tonight. That is God. The Bible says a very present help in times of need. Psalm 46. He said a very present help. So God is present beside you. Although we might not see physically together, but spiritually we are connected. Are you ready to pray? Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Make my case a miracle. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Oh, you better open your mouth and tell God what you want. But now make my case a miracle. Let people know that surely I serve a living God. In the mighty name of Jesus, make my case a miracle. Open your mouth and pray, my sister. Help yourself in that prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, take your notion. I make my case a miracle. Make my case a miracle. They are saying I shall go to church. They say I pray every day. There is no evidence in my life. Father, make my case a miracle. Father, thank you, God. I know. Make sure what you want me to do for you. Take a notion. Hey, hey. I am a tea. Oh, would you move? Make my case a miracle. Father, make my case a miracle. Miracle worker. Hey, hey. You are the miracle worker. Hey. Come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Your name. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Lift up my voice and tell God, Father, make my case a miracle. Yahweh, don't let the shell, I will not be said. Come and do me, don't be a detail, Yahweh, Yahweh. In the mighty name of Jesus, tell God to show himself to God. In your family, he must show himself. In your children, he must show himself. In your marriage, he must arise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, put your hand up, open your mouth and pray. Father, make my case a miracle. Make my case a miracle. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. I decree to somebody that just prayed this prayer tonight, that by the power that parted the Red Sea, that the kingdom of Israel, they walk on the dry ground, in the midst of the sea. By that power, I decree by the mandate of heaven, God will make way for you in the name of Jesus. He will make way for you. He will make way for you in the name of Jesus. He will make way for you. He will make way for your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will never be stranded. You will never be stranded. You will not be frustrated. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Open your Bible with me to the book of Esther, chapter 3. We're going to share canceling evil reports. That is what we are sharing tonight. Canceling what? Evil reports. And I want everybody to listen to this long story that I'm going to read quickly, because and there are some prayers that we have to pray after reading the passage. Esther chapter 3, I start with verse 1. The Bible says, and these things King Ahasuerus permitted Haman, the son of Amadatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set him his seat above all the priests of who were with him. That is Haman. And all the king's servants who are with the king's gates bowed down and paid king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai would not bow to pay homage to him. Praise the name of the Lord. And the king's servants who are within the king's gates said to Mordecai, why do you transgress the king's command? Now it happened, when they spoke to him daily, he would not listen to them. Meanwhile, they asked him to bow down to Haman. And they told it to Haman. He said, see, to see whether Mordecai's word will stand. For Mordecai had told them that he was a Jew. Listen carefully to this. And when Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow to him, I don't know what kind of pride that got to this forehead, or pay him homage. I mean, when he was passing by, Haman was filled with wrath. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone. For they had told him that the people of Mordecai. Instead, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus. Imagine, he was only one man that offended him. In fact, it wasn't an offense. But the Haman wanted to destroy every Jew in that place. I decree by the mandate of heaven, whoever is in your father's house or your mother's house that has determined to excommunicate all your family members, or to put everybody in a certain cage, or to put them under a certain bondage, today power will change hands.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. The money and the people are giving to you, do with them as seems good to you. That means Haman. Verse 7, that's where I'm going. In the first month, which is the month of Nisan, the 12th year of the king Ahasuerus, they cast out prayer, that is, they cast out the lot, before Haman to determine a day and the month until the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. I decree to somebody's life here, any power that want to cause sorrow in your life this year, especially the 12th month of 2020, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They waited for the 12th month to make sure they deal with these people. Listen to this. And Haman said to the king Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people, and all the province of the kingdom, their laws are different from all other people. They do not keep the king's law. Therefore, it is not fitting for them to be, for the king to let them remain here. Listen to this. In verse 9, if it pleases the king, let it decree with a written, even if they are reporting them. He said, if it pleases the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed. I don't know who is reporting your case to any covert.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name that is above everybody, they will destroy themselves. I don't know who is reporting your children to the government. In the name of the other name, the name of Jesus, they will destroy themselves.
The name of Jesus.
The man was reporting Mordecai and the whole entire Jews to the king. And I said, look at what he said. He said, I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who do the work, to bring it into the treasure's king. He means he wants to pay money for them to destroy the children of Israel. I decree again, I don't know who is consulting Babalawo because of him, who is going to select church because of your any white garment church, in order to pay them money to destroy you. If your head is loud, they will destroy themselves.
That was his own.
So the king took the signet ring and gave it to Haman, the son of Amadata, the Agitite, the enemies of Jews. I pray for somebody here. All your enemy must die for their sake in the name of Jesus. They will destroy themselves in the name of Jesus. And the king said to him, money and the people are given to you.
Amen.
That seems good to you. I'm going to stop there. The end of the story was that he consulted the wife. They built a gallows for them to bury Mordecai. And Esther invited them to the palace for the first time. He said, he gave them chicken and cheese. So they ate all the kind of food. King said, Esther, what is your request? He said, don't worry, King. Don't worry. I don't have a request. He said, sir, my request is that come back the second day so that I can come and eat in my chamber. The king was so amazed. But are you sure I don't? He said, don't worry. You know, women, when they start praising you like this, you know, you want to collect your, maybe they need something, maybe if you don't money, it will be something. It's not for free. Women doesn't praise for free. Something must drop. So when the woman was praising the king, I said, what is your request? He said, God, this man, he has planned to destroy all my people. Which man? He said, Eman. He said, are you sure? Ask him now. Look at what happened later. In verse 7, I just want to call the story. The Bible says, so they hang a man on the gallows that he prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's wrath was subsided. I decree today, anyone that can prepare a gallows for you and your family, in the name of Jesus, the gallows they prepare is what they will use to bury them. In the name of Jesus, Aaron went to report the children of Israel. I've called the story short. You know my time. To report the children to the king. And the king will say, is that true? He said, what do you want to do? But Aaron did something good. One lesson I learned from that story is that, beloved, you need to do good to all men. He did something good to the king. He's not even expecting a reward anyway. But there is something called the Book of Chronicles that they wrote all the good things that anybody does in the city. And one day, when fasting and prayer were going on for 3 days, Esther was fasting, the old Jews were fasting, the Spaniards were fasting. And they said, God now pointed that thing to the heart of the king. Go and bring the Book of Chronicles. He opened the book. He saw the name of Mordecai. He said, hold on a sec. What has been done to this man that did this to the king? He said, nobody. He now called Aman. He said, Aman, what shall be done to a man that honored the king? And he thought he was talking about him. He said, don't worry, sir. Go and give him a royal robe. Put him on the horse. Let him walk on the streets of your city. Isaiah said, Aman, go and ride Mordecai on the horse and walk around with him. I pray for somebody here. Your enemy will be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, your enemy will be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. You know what God did there? In Job chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible says, he frustrated the device of the crafty so that their hand cannot perform their enterprise. Every evil crafty over your family, every evil crafty over your children, every craftiness over your marriage, every craftiness over your business, it shall be frustrated tonight. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 44. Verse 25. He said, who frustrate the sign of the blabbers and drive the diviners mad? Who turn wise men backward and made their knowledge foolish? Who confirm the word of a servant? Tonight, God will confirm the word of a servant in the name of Jesus. And perform the counsel of the messenger. Who said to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited. The city of Judah, you shall build, and I will raise you up in this place. No wonder. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14. He said, having wiped away the handwriting, evil report, that is of requirement, which was war, which was against us, which was contrary to war, he has taken it to the way, nailed it to the cross, Colossians chapter 2, having disarmed the principality and the power, he made a public show of them, triumphing over them in the name of Jesus. Beloved, from that story that I just told you, number one, you yourself, you need to do good to all men. Do good to all men. You never can tell when your Book of Chronicles will be open. Some people are wicked, but they are pretenders. Do good to all men. Number two, there are some people that their duty in your life is to report your case to the government. Beloved, run from them. Evil reporters can cause discouragement and fear. Evil reports, sorry, can delay your day of glory. They can delay good things in your life. So the prayer we want to pray tonight, Father, my Aman must die for my sake. Aman died, and Mordecai was promoted. I pray for you today. Everyone that is standing like an Aman in your life, saying they have consulted the conflict, they have designed evil things against you. For them to destroy you, your Aman shall die for your sake.
Jesus' name.
Be careful of how yourself you talk about somebody else to somebody else because you are praying against yourself. What does not concern you, just be quiet. That's what nobody put anybody to anybody. Let go do that. Amen. Or else, don't let the angels that slap the Herod. Don't let them slap him. And you need to surrender your life to Christ. I said, God, for you to, for the able to die, you must be on the other side. It was God. It was not all those fasting and prayer. It was because Esther declared a fast and connected to the throne of grace. God now destroyed Abraham and all his family because of the sin of Israel. So if you are here tonight, you have not surrendered your life to Christ. You are just praying. The Bible says a prayer of a sinner is an abomination before the Lord. So, well, now your hands are supreme with you. Don't say if you was after me, then now leave the rest of God to do what he wants to do. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge the fact that I'm a sinner. And I know that you came to this world, you died for me, and you took to take away my sin. I am sorry for all my wrongdoings. Today, I've come back to you. Please receive me to your throne of grace. I cannot continue like this anymore. I need a change of story. I want to say bye-bye to sin and bye-bye to Satan. I want to serve a living God. I want to walk with you or not. I want to be genuine with you. I, from today, I declare you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Save me and I shall be saved. Heal me tonight and I shall be healed. So shall it be in Jesus' name of prayer. If you are praying, I should pray with me. I'll say congratulations to you. We have now come to the camp of those who are called upon God and God will answer them. So get yourself ready. We have few prayer points to pray in about 2 to 3 minutes to run out this prayer session tonight. Shout this one loud and clear. Beloved, I have seen an experience of an evil report before. When they write an evil report, it can stagnate your destiny. When they lie against you, it can stagnate your life. Unless God intervene. You are going to lift up the voice. Say any evil report that I'm reaping against my life. Anywhere by anybody. Scatter my fire. Any evil report against me, against my ministry, against my marriage, against my children, against my wife. And I scatter the blood. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, evil depart against me. Open your mouth and pray. I nullify you. 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 In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Or you nullify the evil report. In Jesus' name, we are born. A man was determined. He was only Mordecai that did not greet him. But a man decided to extend the back to the punishment to all his family. Some of us are facing what we don't even know about. It was somebody in the family that offended them and they're not punishing everybody. Tonight, by the power in the blood of Jesus, any wicked man in your father's house, in your mother's house, that is punishing everybody in your family because of what somebody has done in the year past, today, power will change that in the name of Jesus. Power will change that. Power will change that. Power will change that. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So every man of my father's house that has determined to ruin my life. Open your mouth and pray. I don't know what you want to be. Nobody in your father's house, heaven in your mother's house, heaven in your marriage, heaven in your ministry. You must die in the name of Jesus until ever died. Mordecai could not enjoy himself. Open your mouth and pray. Every man that need to die for you to live. Open your mouth and pray. They must die. They must die. They must die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say foundational power. Report me to the powers of darkness.
Report me to the powers of darkness.
And report your children. And report your marriage. That why don't they fight in that marriage? Why don't they fight? You can report it. And when they report like this, say foundational power. Reporting me to the powers of darkness. Reporting me to the powers of darkness. Reporting my children's glory. Reporting my wife's glory. Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father. There is something they call divine eraser. Divine eraser. It's a blocking out the anxiety that was working against you. That is divine eraser. For you to block it out is the divine eraser. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Use your divine eraser to erase every evil report. Nothing against me anywhere in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, let that be divine eraser. To erase every evil report. Nothing against my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Divine eraser. To erase every evil report. Against my children. Every evil report. Against my marriage. Every evil report. Against my wife. Every evil report. Against my ministry. Evil report. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You will pray for it. Samson of Maria, Sephara, waiting to attack me on my day of joy.
To attack me on my family.
You are a liar.
You are a liar.
Every power waiting to attack me on my day of joy. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open the water, pray the prayer. In the name of Jesus,
send the prayer request.
Hallelujah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you very much.
God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir.